just to be able to celebrate with these guys. You know, they came to play every day, and to be as resilient as this team was, you know, this is just really, it's really great.
Former Indiana basketball coach Bobby Knight, famous for both trophies and tantrums, has died. Pigs.com writer Ken Bykoff.
It was also sometimes calculated, because there were times when Coach Knight would get ejected from games, but he did it on purpose. He did it to fire up his team. He felt that's what his team needed.
Knight, a Hall of Famer, was 83 years old. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Dive into true crime on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on Forensic Files and Dateline 24/7. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. Accuracy matters, so make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home and family. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
See Better Drive Safer Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Replace your worn-out wiper blades and get up to a $20 O'Reilly gift card after rebate when you purchase a pair of select wiper blades. See store for details. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Stop by your O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering whether to hear a lawsuit to overturn the state's school choice program. WisPolitics reports conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley says the high court should have rejected the lawsuit. She says it's a policy matter for lawmakers to consider and not a matter for the courts. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler joined Bradley's dissent. Interested parties have until the 14th to weigh in. Open enrollment in the health insurance marketplace is underway. Democratic state lawmakers are reintroducing bills they say will make health care in Wisconsin better and more affordable. One bill would expand Badger Care eligibility for some people up to 133% of the federal poverty level. Another bill would create a Badger Care public option to buy health coverage on the state exchange. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Some trick-or-treaters on Wausau's southeast side witnessed anti-Semitic conduct on Halloween night. Several people were reported walking the neighborhood in costumes and grotesque masks, handing out a flyer with anti-Semitic content. News 7 reports people who live in the neighborhood condemned the conduct, saying hate does not belong in their neighborhood, the city, the state, or the country. While it's been common practice in the past to ignore hateful conduct to not bring it attention, the hate speech forum held in Wausau in September gave another insight. Attorney General Josh Call said the community shouldn't put up with it, and they can be louder than the bad behavior. Cold weather often means dry skin. November is National Healthy Skin Month. Aspyrus Health says it's never too late to start a healthy skin routine. Keeping skin fresh and well hydrated will keep it working and looking its best. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks get crushed by the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Raptors in Toronto, 130-111. Toronto shot 56% from the field, hit 15 three-point shots, and were 13 out of 14 from the foul line. What happened defensively to the Bucks? Head coach Adrian Griffin.
Defensively? I didn't think we did a good job as far as keeping the ball in front. You know, too many points in the paint as far as kick-out threes.
The Bucks return to Milwaukee to host the New York Knicks Friday night. Tip-off time, 6:30. NFL, the Packers host the Rams Sunday, but L.A.'s quarterback Matthew Stafford, struggling with a thumb injury, Brett Rippon, could start at quarterback. Now, he's the nephew of quarterback Mark Rippon, who led Washington to a Super Bowl win in 1991. The Packers trying to break a four-game slump, wide receiver Christian Watson.
I just want to find a way to win. You know, I've never been okay with losing. I want to compete. I want to win. You just got to find a way to do it.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Seth.
Good morning.
Tad Packer. I was going to do a dramatic part to it, and it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
We got fun things lined up for you this morning, everybody. We're going to kick things off talking with our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Paul Chombley is going to join us. In a little bit, Seth and I will get into how long your leftover Halloween candy will last.
Oh, that's a good one. Nothing but good tips here on the morning show.
Baskin-Robbins has a new ice cream flavor. We'll see if we'll like it.
Okay.
Got to get into that a little bit later. How often do the average parents call their own parents?
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Got a little bit of entertainment news. I don't know how many people know there is a Huey Lewis in the News musical.
Huh?
We're going to talk about it.
I don't ever remember hearing that. Okay. Let's talk about it.
Marvel is running low on ideas. We'll talk about that as well. that's coming up for us. So we got plenty to get to. Of course, 9 o'clock hour, going to feature some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day. We kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our good friends in the Southwood County Humane Society and our pet of the week. We kick the show off with our good friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning to you.
Paul, how you doing today?
Good. Yeah, how about you guys?
Doing all right. Yeah,
doing good over here. Doing good over here. What has Mother Nature got in store for us, Paul?
Yeah, you know, pretty quiet couple of days here for us, and looking pretty quiet into the start of the weekend as well. So enjoying some sunshine out there today, kind of mixed in with some mid to high level clouds at times, but otherwise some highs at about 43 as we'll stay with southwest winds 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 32. Friday's outlook, a mix of cloud and sun, highs to near 50 with a southwest wind, 10 to 15, 27 Friday night. More clouds, some sunny break Saturday, mid-40s, 33 Saturday night. And then staying rather cloudy on Sunday, highs back near 50. Looking at our next best chances for rain showers coming in Sunday night into Monday with a low of 40 Sunday night, 50 with some showers into Monday. And then staying with some clouds on Tuesday, cooling off to the 42 mark, low 40s Wednesday as well. Maybe a few more rain showers back in middle of next week on Wednesday. But still at least trending closer to average with these temps, especially by Friday, and then to follow through the weekend with those highs near 50.
I was going to ask Paul if this was kind of more par for the course now, if Mother Nature's kind of correcting herself a little bit. It seems like that's what's happening.
Yeah. Today's kind of that transition day. We get our way up to more seasonal temps Friday through Sunday, at least. Yeah.
Right on.
Nice.
We will get people ready for the weekend tomorrow, Paul. We appreciate you. You have a great day.
You bet. You guys, too.
Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Trombley. Best in the business right there.
You know what I like about him most is that he's just the straight face. You know, it doesn't matter good or bad, whether he's got so the calm in the storm, as it were.
Nice, nice. Yeah, he's got this down.
He's got it.
The man has been doing this a long
time. He knows what
he's
doing. Yeah.
We have I do promise you, everybody out there, our dedicated listeners, the best listeners in radio, we are going to get to some funny this morning, but I do have to start off in a more serious place. And before I dive into this, I want to be honest that I tend to get emotional about these things, and I'm already in an emotional state. My family is going through some heavy issues right now with my papa, and we have heavy hearts right now. So I'm walking into it with that, and then there's this story that I see last night. Hate has no home here. Wausau neighborhood combats hateful trick-or-treating incident.
Mm.
You may have heard about this in Melissa's News. Encourage you to listen to it if you have not. Giving you the article from Emily Davies out of Channel 7. We say a big thank you to her.
Mm-hmm.
Hate has no home here. That is the message from Kathy Rutland and her neighbors, and they are sending after witnessing anti-Semitic conduct on Halloween in Wausau.
Mm.
Witnesses like Rutland and Nathan Greenwood described three people dressed as Hasidim, the dress the Jewish men who follow a sect of the religion that has strict beliefs. They were fully masked, so you couldn't see their faces. Greenwood described the masks as grotesque, stereotypical Nazi propaganda versions of Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Both he and Rutland believed they were adults.
Mm.
Greenwood said they encountered them while trick-or-treating with his four-year-old son.
Yikes.
He said he was shocked. He crumpled up the pamphlet that they were handing out, pamphlet that they were handing out, and threw it away. So
I want to touch on this. And first off, Wausau has seen a lot of this in recent years.
We've been talking about it. Yeah.
So this is something that certainly hits close to home and has been going on. So I've been dealing with this literally my whole life, and I've said that a couple of times on the air, but I don't think I've really gotten into the weeds on this one. The first anti-Semitic thing that ever happened to me, I remember, it was before we moved to the projects in Chicago, and I was getting on the bus. I was 7 or 8 years old, and I sat down, and a bunch of kids got up and moved onto the other side of the bus because one of the girls on the bus said, "He's a Jew. My mom says that they're dirty." And so a bunch of kids, all these kids were ethnic. All these kids were ethnic. They were that did this. The next one I remember was living here in Wisconsin and going to school in Nakusa. And the teacher had one of the students handing out the Scholastics magazine. Remember the Scholastics things we'd get?
Books, yeah.
The teacher told the student not to hand one to me because his family won't buy anything. They're cheap.
Oh,
one of the next memories I have of anti-Semitism is from my own family, because I'm half Jew, and that part of the family didn't always accept me and my brother and sister because of that, and very similar on my dad's side of the family. This isn't the whole family, but I experienced it from family members growing up, that I wasn't pure, that I wasn't enough. And then there was my senior year in high school, when my girlfriend at the time, who was pregnant with our daughter, Bria, we didn't know at the time, but she told me that my mother and I were going to burn in hell because we weren't baptized, and that I would never see my daughter. I saw my daughter once until she was in her 20s. This is something that I'm one Jew. I'm one person that has dealt with this. I've got tons more stories for you, everybody. I'm giving you the cliff notes.
Right.
Of what I go through, of what it is to be a Jewish person in this country. We also deal with something a little bit different than other ethnicities, where there is the stereotypes that are applied to Jews are different than the stereotypes that are applied to other people. You will hear the stereotype of an African-American liking watermelon or not being able to swim or something like that.
Right.
These are things to kind of bring down, to make them lower than you and your creed and your culture and all that. With Jews, we're conniving. We run the media. We love. We covet money. It's all these things that kind of like it's a very weird, different spin on hate. And there's also the fact of that we are not considered white by these groups that are predominantly white, if not completely white.
Right.
Whereas at the same time, there are a lot of ethnic groups out there that do not accept us because of who we are and what we are. So throughout history, there has not really been a corner for us to go to. There's not really been an ally here.
Yeah.
And so I sit there and I wonder, after 46 years of dealing with this, of where we go from here and how we fight hate. How do we beat hate? Now, Martin Luther King Jr. put it beautifully, that the only way to fight hate is with love, that hate upon hate does not equal anything. I also believe in a lot in what Malcolm X said, that you turn the other cheek, you're only going to get smacked in the next one. And that oftentimes in life, you have to stand up for yourself. So what I ask of everyone out there is to do some homework and talk to a Jew. Talk to a Jewish person. Talk to me, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can email me anytime. I welcome it. I get tons of anti-Semitic emails all the time anyway. I'd love to get some that actually go the other direction.
Yeah, right. Some good stuff, right.
It'd be kind of nice. Nice change of pace. But what we fear in life, why do we fear? Why do we hate? More than not, it is because we don't know. We're uncertain. And I can hate something. I can be afraid of the dark. But once I get in the dark, I realize it's not actually as dark as it's seen from the outside. And oftentimes, if people learn, you may learn what it is to be a Jew and still hate me, but you dislike me because I root for a different sports team than you do, or we bumped into each other and you didn't like the cut of my jib or whatever and everything. You know, it's because of me, the person, not because of something that you assume or because of my creed or culture or what have you. And I know that people can do this because we have proof of it. Every day we have proof of it. Yep. Every day we have people more and more coming to the right side of history. Because history has shown how we feel about anti-Semitism, about sexism, about racism. Mm-hmm. It has shown us. World War II showed us. The plagues showed us. You can look throughout history. Jews have been persecuted since day one. Mm-hmm. And yet we're still here.
Yeah.
And we're not just still here because of how strong my people are. It's because of others, too. It's because of Gentiles. Mm-hmm. It's because of so many other people realizing, hey, you're not that different than us.
Mm-mm.
Looks like when you get cut, you bleed the same color we do.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like under that pigment in that curly hair and possibly big nose, which a lot of us have.
Not everyone.
But we're the same.
Yeah.
We are the exact same. We have more in common than not. And these pamphlets, these people that do these things, all they're trying to do is divide us, is separate us. What they're trying to accomplish is not only impossible, but it will not happen.
No.
We're not going anywhere.
No.
We're not leaving. We're not, you're not going to kill us off.
Mm-mm.
And when I say we, I am not talking about Jews. I'm talking about all of the right people. All the people on the right side of history.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going anywhere.
Mm-mm.
The good will defeat the bad. There is more of us than you.
Mm-hmm.
And we ask you not to change your minds, but to open your hearts. Mm-hmm. Think. Think with your heart. Think with your mind. Be logical about this.
Mm-hmm.
Your feelings, your hate, has no place in society today.
Mm-mm.
Going forward. I also would like to take the chance to thank Civic Media, giving me not only the platform, but the support to talk like this. I've had owners in the past that I have not felt that comfortable with. I have not talked to Sage and our higher-ups at Civic, but I feel pretty confident that they're all right with me going like this.
Yes.
If not, I won't be here tomorrow. but I appreciate that. I appreciate my team here, my family here, Seth, Pam, Chuck, Ashley. All you guys are so supportive, and you guys always encourage me to talk. And I want to send a special thank you to Melissa, who I saw the article last night. She sent me an email this morning with it. And in that, she gave me some nice advice that I needed this morning. Because, honestly, this conversation would have gone a lot differently had I not read that email.
Mm.
I'm angry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm frustrated. I'm hurt.
It's understandable.
And I want to act that way. I want to be that person right now. And I'm not gonna. I'm not going to let him bring that out of me. I'm not going to let him do that to me. I have on my arm a Star of David and a cross. A cross inside a Star of David.
Mm-hmm.
I wear this for my best friend. He has one exactly the same. I wear it for my mother and father to honor them.
Mm-hmm.
I have it right on my left arm, on my forearm, right in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You may recognize that spot as where my people were tattooed during the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told not to put a tattoo there because that's disrespectful and that's dishonorable because of what the Nazis did there. And I looked at this person and I said, why should they take that from us?
Mm-hmm.
That piece of my skin, that's mine. They don't own that. They don't get to take that from us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking that back. I'm not only putting a tattoo there, I'm going to bring attention to it as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to show people that this is ours again.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we can do with these situations.
Yep.
This Wausau neighborhood that was attacked by this, take it back.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to these things, I ask you to take them back.
Mm-hmm. Look at what happened in that neighborhood. They came together when this happened, you know? Like, there's no place for that here. And that's one of the things that can come from these kinds of acts is let's show them, no, you can't do that. No, we will be with our friends. We will be with them, not with you.
I ask people to, again, open their hearts, their minds, to think, to be good, be you, and to, be open to different things.
Mm-hmm.
Like I mentioned that, you know, it's good to know about things. Maybe randomly, why did Jews not eat pork? You know, well, traditionally pork was considered a filthy animal, mm-hmm. and it was not kosher, so Jews would not eat it. Nowadays, there are some Jews that eat pork. Mm-hmm. In fact, there is for kosher sure. pork. There is some of that stuff. And so when I'm asking you to be open-minded, I'm going to do the same thing, everybody. I'm going to talk about a pig right now. I'm going right from that to a pig. Huh? That's pretty good. A Jew talking about pork. It's pretty good. A pig named Kevin Bacon returned home after 17 days on the loose.
Of course. Of course.
Is that the perfect name for a pig? And tell me that wasn't a heck of a segue.
Come that was on. A pretty good one.
It was all right. Not bad. All right. I mean, how do you light the mood after that? Huh?
You got to find some way. That was good.
An escaped Pennsylvania pig. Thank God this story came up this morning.
Yeah.
And so I had a segue.
So you had a segue, yeah.
Escaped Pennsylvania pig named Kevin Bacon is back home after rescuing efforts, including a Benadryl-laced sticky bun and a and a plea for help from the actor who shared his name.
Oh, no.
Chelsea Ramba of Gettysburg said 200-pound Juliana pig was captured after 17 days on the loose when he returned to her property and wandered into the new pen she and her husband constructed after the escape.
Oh, goodness.
I had come outside with my husband to do a perimeter walk of our property to see Kevin was hiding in the woods. No sooner than when we stepped outside, we saw that Kevin was in our new pen.
Oh, wow.
Kevin returned home shortly after rummage confirmed the pig had eaten a sticky bun laced with Benadryl in it.
Why am I so sleepy? I don't understand.
Benadryl sticky buns. Sticky bun was eaten, and now I'm looking for a passed out pig somewhere, Rumlidge wrote on the Bring Kevin Bacon Home Facebook page.
Oh, no.
Kevin became a local celebrity during his time on the loose, with neighbors donating their time and equipment, including camera drones, to search. The pig's notoriety even earned the attention of his namesake, actor Kevin Bacon, who posted a plea on social media site Threads to bring Kevin Bacon home. Shout out to Kevin Bacon.
Nice.
Not the pig, the actor.
Yeah,
nice
right.
job to him. And yep. a shout out to the pig. Shout yep. out to the yeah. pig. Great story. That's a great story. We are going to take a break. Again, thank you, everybody. I appreciate you out there, all of you. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Got some fun to do coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
We're not comfortable.
Guess what? You asked for it, and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 43 today, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy tonight, 31. 49 tomorrow, chance for mixed precipitation. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Hi, this is Garth Brooks. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Not all of you are saying. Oh.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Ah, thank you, Mr. Right. Brooks. Thank you, God.
Very nice.
And he's gone.
Yeah. Helicopter was on the roof, you know, had to get going.
He drops by, does the song, heads out.
You know, but he's a pro all the way.
We appreciate him. Thank you, Garth. And thank you, all of you, for celebrating with us. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends at Misty's Menu, who are back open.
Woo!
For those that have not heard, throughout the month of October, Misty's was closed on Wednesdays due to Brian having arm and back surgery. When they open their doors again on Wednesdays, we will let you know.
Mm-hmm.
For now, they are open Thursday through Tuesday. Head on over there. Have a great time at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Yum.
Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Okay. We want to celebrate with you. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can really message any of our staff here with your birthdays
and anniversaries. We'll get it to the right place.
Direct message us on Facebook pages. It's another good way to do it. DM us there. Or call up 715-424-2600, 424-2600. Call up, join the conversation. I'd say up until our state news, you can go ahead and get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We encourage you to do so.
Nice.
Seth, no need to work this morning. Just have one name on the list.
Take it easy.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You can go right ahead, my man. Take it easy. Brad Collins is under the spotlight. We want to wish him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Brad.
Enjoy your day, sir. Mm-hmm. Hope it's a good one for you, Brad. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. Thanks whoever got us Brad's name so we could celebrate.
Indeed.
Hope you have a great day, Brad. Taking a look at our celebrity list, a lot of musicians today.
Oh, interesting.
Nelly is 49.
What?
Man, Nelly is almost 50.
Oh, no.
Country Grammar, hot in here. And his duet with Tim McGraw, Over and Over. Wow. A couple of big ones right there from him.
Man. You know, I just realized now, when I remember when a couple of those songs were big, and it's like, yeah, it's been a long time. Wow. Yeah.
He was a little older, too, when he got his break. So I wonder if that's part of it.
It's got to be.
Let's see. Feedley is 54. Korn's a legendary bassist. Now, Korn doesn't really get this kind of respect, but that is a true musician right there.
Mm.
He is incredible. He's not up there with, I would say, a Les Claypool or a Flea, but he's right the next layer. Mm. He's the very next level right after.
Nice.
Incredible bass player. Korn is, Jonathan Davis is Korn, the singer, songwriter, all that stuff, but that band is not the same without that bass. That bass line is integral to that band, and he is an amazing bass player. David Schwimmer is 57.
Oh, wow.
Ross on Friends.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really... Darn.
Okay, I do know. Okay, he was on the O.J. Simpson miniseries.
Right.
He played Robert Shapiro, I believe.
Right,
right.
He had a cameo on 30 Rock. That was fantastic.
Did he?
He played an actor it was like Green Week, and he played an actor who was the world. It was supposed to be a mascot, but then he like took the job too seriously. Like Greeno was going to save the planet, and it was up to him. And he wouldn't take the costume off or anything. I never saw a lick of Friends, but if he was anything like in that cameo, he had to be good on that show because he was good.
The problem he had with Friends is that he had a shtick kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where he had this certain way of acting, and it made it very hard for him, I think, to get out of that. He was typecast.
I really
think so.
Bobby Dahl is 60. Poison's bass player.
Wow, lots of bass players today.
We should ask Brad if he plays bass.
Yeah.
Should have Brad.
By chance, Brad.
Do you play bass? Katie Lang, 62 today.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about her a little bit. Constant Craving.
Ugh.
One of those artists that has been able to master going between country and pop and not lose cred with either industry.
And, you know, I even forgot that she's done, like, some classic crooning as well. She's done some big band swing music.
Yeah.
I mean, she can do it all.
She's
got such a great versatile voice.
She's got one of those voices that she stops you when you hear it kind of thing.
Michael Buffer is 79. Let's get ready to... Oh, I can't do it. It costs money to say that.
Whoa.
A lot of money to save that. Say that. We get... He actually does have that.
Copyrighted, right? Yeah, yes, I remember him doing that. Yeah.
His other brother, Bruce, is the ring announcer for UFC.
I did not know that.
Michael is a legend
and
gets paid millions and millions to just show up at WrestleMania or at an event.
And just say the thing, yeah.
Just say the line and getting that money.
It's amazing.
What a gig.
I'm telling you.
I saw an interview with him once. He takes this incredibly seriously too. He does tons of things with his voice to like keep it fresh and safe and everything. Like he's got it insured. His voice.
His livelihood, so he's got to make sure it's all good to go. Yeah,
I get it. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple people no longer with us, like Burt Lancaster, born in 1913, passed away in 1994. He was the Birdman of Alcatraz. Wyatt Earp in the gunfight at the OK Corral. He was my first version of Wyatt Earp.
Mm.
Amazing actor.
One of my favorite classic actors, for sure. The roles you mentioned, you know, great roles and stuff. My favorites are his one where he plays a darker character. Two examples, Elmer Gantry is one of them. If you want to see like the nastiest Burt Lancaster, the sweet smell of success.
Oh,
he is so good in that.
Too good.
Yeah.
That's what
makes your skin crawl. I mean, it's, yeah.
Because I had to look at him because I haven't seen his face in a while. This is the other thing with him. I always thought that he had one of those incredibly versatile faces. He could be a Hollywood handsome guy any day of the week.
Yep.
Great jaw. At the same time, that jaw and when he lowered his head down, mischievous and evil and dark. And I like how he did that, both of those, like, instantaneously.
Yeah, right.
It was sort of interesting. From Here to Eternity should also be mentioned, I suppose.
Well, everyone knows that one.
We should probably mention that one, too. And also, would have been celebrating a birthday today, Keith Emerson, born in this day in 1944, of Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
Lucky Man, Carnival 9. But one of my favorite classic rock songs, top 30 favorite classic rock songs of all time from the beginning. I love that song.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful, weird tapestry of a song. It's such an interesting one.
They did some interesting things, I got to say.
Yeah.
They took some chances.
Yeah, they did.
They really did.
One more time, we want to wish Brad Collins a happy birthday. Enjoy your day, Brad.
Yes, happy birthday, Brad.
Encourage you to head on over to Misty's. Treat yourself. Enjoy some great Misty's food. They're back open. Open 6-2, 7 days a week at 9041, 6 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Get there and thank the gang for us. Stick around. We got Melissa's news coming up after state news right here on WFHR's Morning Show.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An inmate died at the Waupun State Prison on Monday. That's the third death at Waupun in 4 months. The Dodge County Medical Examiner says autopsy reports won't be ready for a couple of months. The Waupun Prison has been in lockdown since March. The Journal Sentinel reports about 1,000 inmates have to stay in their cells around the clock. Families say they're concerned about health care at the prison. Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Annette Ziegler delivered the annual State of the Judiciary Address in Lake Geneva on Wednesday. The veteran conservative justice didn't spend much time addressing her clashes with the court's new liberal majority. Chief Ziegler instead focused on improving court security and mental health treatment options for offenders. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The iSpoon Sushi Grill and Buffet in Wisconsin Rapids caught fire yesterday afternoon. It happened close to 3:30 on Wednesday. The Wisconsin Rapids Tribune reports the fire appeared to be cooking-related and spread to the exhaust system. The fire was kept under control by the restaurant's fire suppression system but could not extinguish it. Firefighters used a ladder truck to put out the fire from the roof. The damage is extensive and no word yet on if or when they will reopen. The DNR has confirmed a wild deer tested positive for chronic wasting disease in Trempealeau County. The 3-year-old doe was harvested in the town of Hale. CWD testing is essential to track the disease in the deer population. Hunters in our area can bring their harvested deer to Portage County Solid Waste for CWD testing. Place the deer heads in the self-service kiosk located next to the carcass disposal dumpster. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year. Watch football and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone. Woo-hoo!
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. They're pumper trucks
smell just like cherry pie.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 43 today, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy, tonight, 31. 49 tomorrow, chance for mixed precipitation. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James are here with you. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. We hope you're having a good Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into our next topic, I do want to send a big thank you to the best listeners in radio.
Yeah.
I have gotten a bit of feedback already from you guys about the way we started the show, and I appreciate the support. Appreciate
nice.
All of you. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
How long does your Halloween candy last?
That's an excellent question.
Yeah. Now, if my father is involved, seconds. Seconds you have to make a decision on which piece you want because he is going to take all
the
rest.
It's going to be gone.
It's gone. For everybody else, let's check this out.
All right.
Did you buy way too much Halloween candy or end up with way too few trick-or-treaters? Candy has a pretty good shelf life, but it's not infinite. Here are five types of candy and how long you've got to get through them all.
All right.
Let's start with chocolate candy, one of the bigger ones.
Okay.
If it's unopened, up to a year.
Oh, okay.
Dark chocolate lasts up to 2 years. For open bags of loose chocolate candy, cut that timeline in half.
Gotcha. Okay.
Want to have that gone before December.
Yes. Well, you're going to get more candy and during Christmas anyway,
right,
so you might
right.
as well, make room.
Candy corn. It is eternal.
I knew
never
that was
dies. It no. 3 to 6 months if it's stored at room temperature.
Okay.
An unopened package can last up to 9 months.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
That gets a little stale. I can see that. So yeah.
I mean, does it say more about the packaging and how far we've come with packaging?
Yeah, maybe it does.
Or
yeah.
does it say more about the candy? That it can be good still that after all that time.
That it's, like the Twinkies.
Yes.
Survive the nuclear holocaust.
These are the decisions you have to make as a grown adult.
Yes, it is.
Good luck.
Yep.
We wish you well. Gummy candy. That's my stuff. I love gummy candy.
Mm-hmm.
6 months to a year, depending on how it's stored.
Of course.
A cool, dry place is best.
Yes, considering it's gummy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing worse than when gummy snacks break down. That's just gross.
Oh, yeah, it is. It really
it's
is.
Nasty.
Yeah. Sour candy. Up to a year.
Okay.
If you open a bag, store it in an airtight container to increase the shelf life.
Ooh. Does it increase the sourness, though?
Oh, good question.
That's what I want to know.
And I think we're seeing a theme here about, how if you want to preserve your candy.
Yep.
Yeah. Just
dry, cool place. Yeah.
Airtight containers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hard candy, like lollipops and Jolly Ranchers.
Mm-hmm.
The National Confectioners Association says a year. But a study at Kansas State found it's the one type of candy that can pretty much last forever if stored properly.
If stored properly.
My dad is a gigantic Jolly Rancher guy.
Oh, yes.
And he is going to be very, very happy about this. I also feel like it's going to create a fight with my mother and him.
Uh-oh.
As my father tries to keep a bag of candy for how long he can get out of it and make it last and it gets all grimy or whatever.
Oh, boy.
She's just like, Jim, throw that away. No. He threw it away, baby. It's still good. It's, you know, it's, no, it's, I can just picture this fight right now.
Oh, man.
I don't know that candy really lasted that long, whether it was Halloween or Christmas or, you know, June 3rd. I mean, it didn't, it doesn't matter.
No.
I don't feel like that's one of those things where it was just my house
it
growing
tends,
up.
No, it tends to be one of those things that goes, you know, quicker. I don't remember growing up. I don't remember candy being around for that long. Yeah. I really don't. So, yeah.
I don't know. So some people want to make things last. So I get that part of it. And especially, you know, holidays, we build them up for months at a time. Sometimes, you know, like Christmas and stuff. And the day finally gets here. And the next day, there's this letdown. There's this kind of like, oh, it's over. It's kind of. I learned this through theater. That the day after your last show, you walk into a room and people aren't cheering. it's weird.
What happened?
It takes a little getting used to. It's hard to balance your emotions after a show. Mm-hmm. You're riding high. You've thrown 2-3 months into this thing, and now it's all done.
Yep.
And you may never do this again. You may never see some of these actors again. Yeah, and that
exactly.
It could be a real, real depressive letdown state. I've found ways to combat that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of thing is what you need to do with keeping your holidays lasting.
Yes, there you go.
Maybe not the candy. Maybe the candy won't last, but you keep the feeling. It's
you
a good
keep
vibes
the feeling for a little while. Right,
I think that's a fun way of doing it. Take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
43 today, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy, tonight, 31. 49 tomorrow, chance for mixed precipitation.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Welcome back. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Not where I thought it was going. I always do that. I always do that. What was the song I thought it was? It was a different song I thought it was. It's this one does it to me every time, though. They both begin the same.
Yeah, right.
God, the 80s. You couldn't just do a song. You had to tell a story.
You did. You did.
You had to
usually
tell a
sad
story.
One.
Yeah. Oh, it was always the same. It was always a sad one about a boy and a girl and then losing each other.
Yeah, there you go.
I was wondered, like, did the couple in that song, did they end up with a couple in another song? You know, the other breakup.
Oh, there's a project for you. Yeah, let's do a line of story between songs. That would be interesting.
Them all,
yeah.
Connecting them all, I think.
It's
all connected.
Got my yarn board ready to go.
Yes. You see, Thomas Dolby was
and then Gary Numan. Gary Numan is the key.
And Duran Duran right here with the, just as crazy as Baskin Robbins. If you're someone who was intrigued by DiGiorno's Thanksgiving pizza,
oh God,
this might be the perfect treat for you to finish it off. And no, it is not a pumpkin pie breadstick. Although,
might have potential.
Might be. Baskin Robbins has just announced its new flavor of the month, and it's called Turkey Day Fixins.
Oh, dear.
It combines flavors of sweet potato and autumn spice and mixes in sweet chunks of honey, cornbread, and tart swirls of cranberry sauce.
Jeez.
It's available all month long at Baskin-Robbins locations nationwide. They are also taking pre-orders for their turkey cake, which thankfully does not include actual turkey.
Oh, thank God.
It just looks like a bird that's fresh out of the oven, but it is a cake.
See if you can infuse your family.
Yeah. During Thanksgiving dinner. I like the idea of my dad taking the saw and to go right into the... No, Dad!
Wait, that's cake!
Cake everywhere. It can be filled with any ice cream with legs made with sugar cones. It's also lathered with caramel praline glaze.
Whoa.
Which gives it a good juicy sheen.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I'd try that.
That sounds good.
That I would try.
The ice cream. Oh, man.
This is, it's just such a marketing kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's actually, like, not a bad idea. Like
No, for marketing, you're right. Yeah.
Eating it might be. But they
we don't condone that.
But the marketing part of it, like, yes. When was the last time we talked about Baskin Robbins?
Yeah, you know, that's a great point, man.
I like Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, me too.
I like ice cream.
Right.
But it's not as if they're in the public, like we talk about them or we think about them like you do a McDonald's or something like that. So if outside of a McDonald's, who is even doing things like this too?
Mm-hmm.
You do what you got to do to get yourself out there.
Yeah, right.
It used to be no press is there's no such thing as bad press.
No.
We went away from that for a while. I think in some ways we have reverted back to that for better or worse.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to stories like this, it's another example of that. Mm-hmm. They're not doing this because they think it's going to replace chocolate as your favorite something like that. What it will do is, did you see what Baskin Robbins did?
Yeah.
I can't believe that. I'm going to go get some more 32 flavors.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Try one of their other flavors, but yes.
DiGiorno, it's interesting they bring up DiGiorno with the Thanksgiving pizza thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because DiGiorno, if you look at their sales, that pizza did horrible. But all their other pizza sales went up.
Yes, because people were thinking about the, like, oh, wait, I haven't had a DiGiorno in a while kind of thing.
Right,
yeah,
right. So maybe this does the same for Baskin-Robbins. I don't know. But
it may well do it. You're right. I think you got it. That cake, though, sounds like that might be a little bit more popular.
There's something about trying these. I haven't had this yet. I haven't done this yet. This has been a thing for years, like 5, 10 years, whatever it's been, of making a cake. But you make it look like a telephone, or you make it look like a water. More accurately, like it's a cake, but it looks like a watermelon.
Yeah,
and you eat it, and it's just a regular cake.
Yeah, right.
You know, or vanilla cake, or chocolate cake, or something like that.
There's even a TV show
called
Cake or Real.
Yeah,
where you have to decide if it's a cake or if it's something that's real because they make these amazing cakes that look like things. It's remarkable.
As a side note, they cannot charge for TV anymore. They have to stop immediately charging for cable, streaming, for everything. They have ran out of ideas, and now they're just begging us to watch.
Just look over here.
Be thankful we're still watching. Just quit charging us.
Yes, yeah.
It's over. It's over. The bit is done. We've seen the man behind the curtain.
We have.
Quit charging us
it's
for these
all
things.
Over.
The cake or real. That is a thing. How'd you like to be the host of Cake or Real? How'd you like that gig?
I know. I think there's actually two.
Anyway. Oh yeah, you need to for something like that, of course. No, I haven't had one of those kind of cakes, but I really want to. I really want to try one just to see what it does to the mind. We've talked about this before. I'll never forget Carl, working with Carl, and there were very few times that I could surprise Carl, that I could shock him.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing our random facts, and one of our random facts was that all Skittles are the same.
Mm-hmm.
The color of the shell is different, but the actual making of the Skittle, they're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
They're all the same flavor. It's just what that color does to our brains.
To our brains, yeah.
I see purple, I think grape, I eat a grape Skittle, and it tastes like grape.
Grape, right.
I'm curious if you're eating a cake that's looks like a watermelon. Am I going to think of watermelon, or am I just going to be tasting cake?
If you're looking at it, you know, while you're eating, yeah.
I have a weird brain. I don't know how this is going to end. I'm curious. I want to find out.
Well, you want to find out? Well, I'll tell you one thing. Baskin Robbins always finds out.
Yeah, Baskin Robbins does. Yeah.
Oh, I'm such a nerd. Anyway,
that was good. We will take a quick commercial break here. We'll come back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wiss Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wiscountry.
Winona!
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 43 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 31 tonight, mainly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 25.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James here with you. We hope you're having a great, great morning and not so bittersweet. Couldn't help myself.
Unless you like bittersweet candy.
Unless you like that.
Yeah, you might have some of that from your Halloween candy.
It is a good song, though.
Yeah, it's excellent.
I love songs like that where you hear them, you dig it, and then it's like overplayed on the radio, so you get a little tired of it. And then like 5-10 years later, whatever it is, it kind of comes back.
You hear it, and it's like, oh, wow, that's a great song.
Yeah, I love this song. And then you start overplaying it on your own playlist or something. I've done that so many times with songs.
I'm with you.
And I know my parents have done this too, and I'll talk to them about this because I talk to my parents quite a bit. I was never shy about reaching out to them about advice or whether it was about parenting or anything else. I will say that I'm very fortunate when it comes to this because my mom and dad have never really talked down to me. They've always made me feel like a part of the conversation, a part of things. And if I didn't know something, made me feel it was just a matter of knowing. It was right there. It wasn't that I wasn't dumb or anything. It was just a matter of knowing it. And they were some of the only people in my life to ever do that. So I'm very appreciative of it. At the very same time, my mother is the person who, from one of my earliest memories, when I told her I wanted to be an actor and a writer and all this, well, Jimmy, I'm going to be your biggest fan and your harshest critic. And my God, did she mean that latter part.
She really, really did.
Really did. Really did. And with the parenting thing, not that different. But again, not from a judgmental place or anything like that. Just a kind of like, oh, you knucklehead. You just... Parenting advice from your parents falls into two categories, helpful and unsolicited, unwanted, and irritating. But even the most intrusive parents can occasionally have very good insights and suggestions. According to a new survey, the average parent calls their own parents twice a week for guidance.
Wow.
And about 1 in 8 call them almost every day.
Wow.
About 70% admit that they have different ideas about raising their children than their parents have. And only about 60% say that they actually follow their parents' advice. And even though some grandparents may seem pushy about their opinions and judgmental, maybe, most admit that there are differences today in like managing screen time. So you see this from when it comes to the understanding of the next generation. You see it in the parents a lot, whether it's grandparents or parents or that kind of thing. And many say they wish they had the resources that are available today when they were raising kids.
I can believe that,
The hybrid work schedules, more after-school activities, and access to telehealth or other online health resources. For you, for Beth, how often, and not saying exact numbers here, but do you think you do this often? Do you feel like you do?
We certainly did it more, I think, when they were younger. You know, when your kids get older, I think you start to, you know, you get to know them a lot better. So then you figure out ways, you know, how to handle them if they're, you know, something bad happens or if they're sad or you're trying to, you know, help them out and in what other ways. I think that just by the mere fact of you getting to know your child, I think that means that you figure things out a lot, you know. You know, there still might be a time or two when it's like, oh, what do I do? So, you know, you call your folks. But I do, and I honestly can't remember that well. But I do, I'm sure there were times when we reached out and said, you know, hey, this is happening. What did you guys do? That sort of thing. But because so much changes between, you know, generations, it's hard to, you know, for some things, like, yeah, the whole screen time thing, that's new, you know, new ways of dealing with social media. That's a big thing now that never happened when we were kids. So, you know, that's, your parents aren't probably going to be able to help you with that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you know, some of the standard stuff, you know, that stuff I don't think will ever go away.
I think of my life growing up, and so much of it was spent with my father giving me advice, my mother waiting until he left the room, and then her like, okay,
then correcting it.
Yes, yes. And I think of that sometimes with some parenting things early on. Mm-hmm. But I also think of it as you hit on something there with your firstborn. You did this a lot more. With the second, not as much.
Yeah. You learn a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, in part because you've learned so much in those things. And it is as you slowly get to like be defeated as a parent. they wear you down, kids.
Yeah, they do.
In the best of ways. In the best of ways, in the most wonderful of ways.
Yeah.
But even still, like, you care a different way. It's not that you care more or less.
No.
Clearly not. Mm-hmm. But you just care differently with the first than the second.
It's true. It's true, yeah.
And I think that when it comes to the advice part of things, you're a little more, you're a little less defensive about the advice and the thoughts on the second kid. By the time you've had the second kid and the parenting advice comes.
Yeah.
On the first one, I think we tend to be a little defensive, understandably.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that great grandparents get that and don't come across too
no,
heavy.
No. I think you're right. I think they try not to, most of the time. I mean, you're going to get folks who do, but try not to overstep, you know, kind of thing, because if they do understand, it's like, well, it's like when you had us, you know, it was different from when you were born with your parents and that sort of thing. So you got to take that all into account.
And we started our show here in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's important in life, I think, the times when you have the opportunity to realize, I know I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I get that I don't get it. You know,
yeah.
Just understanding. I raised X amount of kids. I know what it's like to be a parent, but I get that I don't get what it's like to be a parent in 2023.
Right.
Even like our situation we're talking about here, you're talking about your kids. Your boys are younger. They're in grade school.
Exactly.
My kids are in their early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Light year difference between me raising mine and yours raising.
Absolutely.
But timeline wise, not that big of a difference.
If you look at it just in terms of years, it isn't. But in where society is and everything, like you said, it's very different.
So if you were to go to your parents or come to your friends or something like that and looking for, hey, my kid's getting bullied or my kid is on this tablet too much or something like that, it's important for us that haven't experienced that to understand, I get that I don't get it. I'm here to listen.
Right.
And, you know, here's my thoughts, but I'm not telling you what to do or anything. Like, it doesn't take that much heavy lifting for your brain to get to that.
Well, usually if someone comes to you with that question, there's a reason they're doing it, you know, for you specifically to ask, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe they're just trying to vent a little bit or something like that. And you can offer whatever. But if they actually come and say, what do I do? You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Then give them all the bad advice you can. I mean, give them all the advice you can.
I think keep that in mind as a parent, because there will be a day maybe when that child comes to you as a parent. And my kid's all into Fleeble Flu. I don't know how to get him off Fleeble Flu because I don't know what's going to be hip back then. I don't know what's hip now.
I want there to be a Fleeble Flu now.
I really
because I think it's fun to say.
I really think that'd be great. Let's take a call real quick here. Good morning. You're on the show. Only got a couple minutes left at the top of the hour. What's on your mind?
All right. Good morning, guys. Well, I have to agree with you guys. A lot different. The first one, there's probably more pictures on my phone of him than my second son.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is, though, now being that both of my boys are getting older and, you know, one's, you know, contemplating, you know, asking and all this stuff, I'm scared for them as me being a grandparent of them raising a kid. Of what's coming up.
Yes. I'm with you on this. My daughter's getting married and she's up there and it's a beautiful moment and I'm tearing up and everything. And then like in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm going to be a grandparent soon.
Yeah, you may well be.
I don't think they know what's coming. I don't think that they realize what this means. I am going to be an instigator. I am going to be the real fun papa. That is what I'm going to be. I cannot wait. I'm one of those. I don't know. I don't know about you guys and stuff, and especially Seth with your kids being so young and everything.
Yeah, I'm not even close to that.
Yeah, yeah, but honestly, that does not bother me at all. I'm looking I'm like taking notes, like how I'm going to be. are you like that, sir?
Well, it's not just, I mean, I know I'm going to, you know, sugar the kids up and send them off to their parents, but I'm just, you know, with the way society is nowadays, I mean, what is it going to be like for them when their kids get close to be teenagers or even getting ready to go to school, start school?
Right.
That's
biggest, and how things are going and what they're telling the kids, you know, telling us how they're going to teach our kids and all that. And that's where I guess I'm worried about more.
I get that. I get that a lot. I think that's relatable. I think a lot of people can feel that. Mm-hmm. I also, I feel like society and life in many ways corrects itself oftentimes, balances itself out. Mm. And I think that we, if we walk around with our fists clenched, we're going to get in a fight. It's going to happen. Yeah. So the only way to approach this is with not naivety. I mean, your thoughts are valid. Your feelings are valid. And I think it's a good thing that we got to keep that in the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also important to have some hope, have some positivity, some idea that, you know, there are good teachers out there. These kids are good. They can think for themselves. They're smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, between those two worlds and you as a parent out there and everything, I think that this combination of things, we can correct this. We can make this work.
Yeah.
There's going to be outliers here and there, as there always is in society. But they worried at one point what's going to happen when, this radio thing, you know, kids start listening to that. And how's that going to impact kids in schools? Are they going to be able to pay attention because they want to get home and listen to the Lone Ranger and stuff? I mean,